What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. The motherfucking casualties on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam, flying solo for the night. I think this is the first time ever by myself on the mic for this particular show, but we'll get this shit done. Now, I personally was in the hospital all goddamn day. That's one of the reasons we initially called off Pogo. But feeling a little bit better. I am sober. I cannot drink. I can definitely not drink. Haven't been able to drink for a couple weeks now. And speaking about not drinking, that makes me somehow think of Punk Rock Bowling, because I was there and I couldn't drink, and that kind of pissed me off. But definitely made our way down to kick off Punk Rock Bowling, and went to the club show, Blanks and the Dwarves, along with Stigma and the Wildlife. Let's talk about that real quick. Now, Wildlife, I'd never even heard of these guys, but I thought they were awesome, and I thought they were a great band to pair with Blank 77, because they had like a, it seemed like they would be influenced by Blank 77, basically. Now, Stigma, that's Agnostic Front, Vinny Stigma. I didn't get too much time to really watch that set that well. I saw the first couple songs, but then I had to escort a couple of the fellow pogoers back to the hotel room before the cops escorted them to the drunk tank. So I had to run out on a Stigma set and head over to the next town, drop some people off, and come right back for the start of the Blank set, which was amazing. There's some Facebook videos of it. I seen some videos on YouTube, like well-shot videos, and videos of the Dwarves. The Dwarves were kick-ass, and, you know, they played a lot of songs that I wanted to hear. I'd say they played at least six off Blood, Guts, and Pussy, maybe, and but they definitely played a whole lot of The Dwarves Are Young and Good-Looking, and then a couple of the newer songs as well, like Sluts of the USA off The Dwarves Invented Rock and Roll. But it was an all-in-all, it was a great show. We only stuck around till the next morning, and hanging out on the beach with Audrey Anarchy, the rude girl Jessica, fucking that crusty fucker Josh. But we are also going to be catching Blank 77s with the Casualties, who you guys just heard. That was Punk Rock Love coming off For the Punks, the first full length. Blanks and the Casualties teaming up at QXT's next Friday, June 24th. It's going to be fucking killer. And let's get to some Blanks right now with She's Gone.
Hey, you want what's for next? Hey, you run out of time now. Just wanna get to me. Just wanna romance a man. Come on, won't you come close now? Come on, I wanna keep it down. Just wanna get to me. Just wanna romance a man.
She's gone.
Gone forever.
She's gone.
From the feather.
She's gone.
Gone forever. This dress when you see it.
She's gone.
Gone forever.
She's gone.
From the feather.
She's gone.
Gone forever. This dress when you see it. And those are just the rest.
77 on Pogo City Radio. Catch up with the Casualties next Friday in Newark. Now that track's coming off Killer Blanks. Blanks' first 12-inch, first full-length LP. And it was funny because I had a chance to talk to Johnny, who was working the Blanks merch table all night. And they were selling copies of the CD version of Killer Blanks. Now, I had the CD version of Killer Blanks, but it was the German release. And I was telling Johnny, and he didn't even know, that on the German release, Jehovah's Witness and Get Out Alive weren't on there. And Spirit of 77 ended the A-side, but then Hound Dog by Elvis opened up the B-side. Now, on the German release, neither one of Get Out Alive or Jehovah's Witnesses were on there, and Hound Dog was. And then on the American release, Hound Dog is not. And I can't find Hound Dog fucking nowhere. And I tried to talk to Mike about it, and he wasn't even totally fucking sure what I was talking about. But I know I'm right, because I love that album. But, yeah. So we got to see if we can find a version of them doing Hound Dog. It's similar to, what the fuck's that called? The new one, Up the Punks, the last one on the split on the blank side. It's kind of just a sing-along where each member sings a verse, but it was fucking kick-ass, and I wish we had it to play it, but we do not. So we will play something else kick-off, sticking with the punk rock block party theme. Here's the Dorbs with One Time Only. Can catch them. We're going to move right along with another band that's still on tour, the Bouncing Souls, because let's just face it, I'm only a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Bouncing Souls on Pogo City Radio. Now, you can catch the Bouncing Souls on the road, Boston to Berkeley, with Rancid and the Dropkick Murphys. They already sold out the Stone Pony show, so get your fucking tickets. Here's the Misfits, Michael Graves on vocals, Saturday night. American Psycho, but let's take a quick second now. Now the next song we got queued up here is a little bit of Against Me, and I know a lot of our listeners probably don't like Against Me, but you could suck the fattest part of my cock. There you go. And I only like some of the earlier stuff, but whatever. We're gonna play Carnival Eternal, which is the last track on what is that, the Cowboy album or whatever? I don't fucking know. It's not on the real good one, which is Reinventing Axl Rose. But it's only a week ago, I was sitting on the beach drinking margaritas with Rude Girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy to this song. And let's just say, shit doesn't seem to be that way anymore.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're rolling.
All right.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sorry, but I'm leaving. We're both at fault. We're both to blame. And it wasn't the other men, 'cause there were other women. This just isn't love. feeling. Even if I stayed, it just wouldn't be the same. Double this drink up into the tallest glass you got. You know I ain't used to sleeping all alone. Gonna make it to the moon tonight on a one-way kamikaze flight. If I could get so high, I'd leave behind my problems, take them out with the empty bottles. Oh girl, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving. We're both at fault, we're both to blame. And it wasn't the other men, 'cause there are other women. This just isn't love, just the remorse of a loss of a feeling. Even if I stayed, it just wouldn't be the same. Me and this guitar are going swinging blind into the unknown. You know a song and a stage is all I ever needed of a home. Someday I will call from a payphone in a truck stop on the road, and you'll tell me how much better off you've been on your own. So girl, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving. We're both at fault, we're both to blame. And it wasn't the other men, 'cause there are other women. This just isn't love, just the remorse of a loss of a feeling. Even if I stayed, it just wouldn't be the same.
And it wasn't the other men, because there were other women. Against me, Carnival Eternal. Let's move right along with the Undertones, Teenage Kicks. Undertones on Pogo City Radio, and that was Teenage Kicks. Now, the next song we're going to get out to, we got to dedicate this one to Thora, Cocksparrer, and East End Girl. Thanks for having our back, Thora.
When she sulks, it's the heat of a burning at the stake. And when she's cold, it's the chill of a frozen Moscow lake. And when she smiles, is it real or the smile an assassin makes? Before he sends you to hell, she's an Eastern girl.
Everybody around here definitely sings Eastern Girl, because let me tell you, it's the fucking truth. Chicks around here, crazy as fuck. All right, we'll move right along with the Ducky Boys and Alone Tonight.
And when I call your name, you won't be there. And when I wake in pain, you won't be there. I don't really wanna be alone tonight.
Ducky Boys. Let's do a little Kiss Me Deadly, Generation X.
The Greyhounds rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly. Whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty. Having fun in South of Six, a hit of flick knife flicks. Oh, kiss me deadly tonight. The battle was won and lost down the Bishop's End last night. The spotlights picked the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in flight. See how they run with a spring from the terraces and black eyes.
Generation X, Billy Idol on vocals. We're going to keep moving along, pick it up a little bit, and go with a little Gigi Allen and the Jabbers. Coming off the first album, Always Was and Always Shall Be, here's Automatic.
Everything you do is the same.
Same, same.
Over and over, it's like a game.
Game.
Think you're Miss High Society.
Where are we?
Fucking all the rock stars that you meet.
Where are we?
Makes no sense the things you do or say.
That was Gigi Allen with All Automatic. Now, this next one we're going to get to here, Johnny Thunders, I Want to Be Loved, coming off Like a Motherfucker. This is the Lost 77 mix. Now, if you know anything about the Johnny Thunders records, they were just constantly remixed and sounding shitty and redone and not coming out. So I guess these are supposed to be the way Johnny Thunders originally wanted, and then they disappeared and redid it 57 other times. But anyway, I Want to Be Loved, believe it or not, I've actually heard this song in a church before. Heard I Want to Be Loved by Johnny Thunders in a church at my wedding. How about that? Walking out of the church to Johnny Thunders, I Want to Be Loved, coming off Like a Motherfucker. And you best believe, we also played Blank 77, Ray Vaughn, covering Buddy Holly. But here's I Want to Be Loved by Johnny Thunders and the motherfucking Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
Johnny Thunders, I Want to Be Loved, coming off LAMF, one of my favorite records of all time. I know I say that about a couple, but here's really like the top five, right? We're not going to subject them to an order, but we said three of them last week, and that was Blank 77, Tanked and Pogoed, the second one, fucking The Street Brats, Dead End Kids, and what did I say the third one was? Really, how could I not think? Oh, The Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty. But then four and five would definitely have to be Johnny Thunders, Like a Motherfucker. Not ranking, though. And then the fifth one's really hard if I got to go with top five, because I would love to say Something by Gigi Allen, but I would also love to say Something by The Casualties. And on top of that, if I said Something by The Casualties, it would really just be the 7 inches. That we like the early years compilation that they did with like 48 Ounce Casualty, A Fucking Way of Life, Drinking Is Our Way of Life, and the demos and all that and the compilations, that would definitely have to be on there. But that's not a real album. And looking at it the same way from a Gigi Allen perspective, one of the albums I would pick by Gigi also wouldn't be a real full-length release. It would be one of the compilations that came out after he was dead. So I don't know. It gets stuck there. Those are the top six, though, so deal with it. Now, the sampler, if you haven't noticed, is down. Don't ever buy this piece of shit sampler. Shit was like $450. A motherfucker worked right for like 3 weeks and has been fucked up ever since. To be honest, I came up to Pogo HQ today. Everything was all fucked up. My computers were all fucked up. My sampler was all fucked up. Don't know who was up here pressing buttons and fucking shit up, but I'm going to find you and I'm going to break your goddamn hands. All right? So let's get to a... just imagine Charlie Day of Always Sunny from Philadelphia here. A little bit of a Pogo City wild card, bitches! Yeah! All right. And this wild card is a very interesting and unique one. This is Adam Sandler coming off the Wedding Singer soundtrack with Somebody Kill Me, Please. Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
Okay, I just want to warn you that when I wrote this song, I was listening to The Cure a lot, so... You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was bullshit. It was a goddamn joke. And when I think of you, Linda, I hope you fucking choke. I hope you're glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please.
Institution.
That shit is funny as fuck. Fucking, I love all the old Adam Sandler movies from the, I have to say though, the best one, definitely Happy Gilmore. The Price is Wrong, bitch. Hell yeah, love that fucking movie. The chick that he's in love with too, she's the girl on Modern Family now. Now, I was in love with her when she was in the movie with Adam Sandler, but I cannot stand her on Modern Family or her character, and it reminds me of someone, sadly, that's close to me, and it makes me want to blow my fucking head off. But and just for the record, I'm not talking about anybody on this show, and no one you guys know, but there's definitely somebody who reminds me of the blonde mother in Modern Family, and it just makes me want to kill myself. But Sofia Vergara makes me want to touch myself. So, well, I guess there's nothing left, but, you know, I'm just pretty much a mess. Lower class brats, Pogo City Radio, new seditionaries. I'm a mess, motherfucker.
Oh.
That was LCB. We're going to keep moving right along with a little bit of Social Distortion. I was I was wrong. Just for the record, I've never been wrong in my life.
Dead man.
Authentic, in-your-face punk rock. Social Distortion on Pogo City Radio with I Was Wrong. I hope you guys get my little Happy Days reference right there. You know, Fonzie, can't say it was wrong. I was Yeah, hope you get it. I know the classic punk rock, but I know about a little bit about that classic TV, too. But we got about 10 minutes left in the show. I got four songs queued up for you guys. The first one being the King Khan and BBQ show with Lonely Boy.
I told you, baby, that I'd be your slave. I didn't dig your grave, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. I wonder what you're doing every Saturday night. I'd love to hold you tight, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. With almost every guy that passes you by, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. I'm running out of answers. Won't you throw me a line? Why won't you give me some time? Why won't you talk to me? Why won't you talk to me? Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Teachers always try to achieve my background and rule. The way you shuffle and shimmy on out the door. You got me rockin' and a-reelin', rockin' and a-reelin', rockin' and a-reelin' and a-mom.
King Khan and BBQ Show on Pogo City Radio. We're going to move right along with Bomb Squadron and I'm So Bored. Ian on vocals.
I'm sitting here at home, I've got nothing to do. I'll take another piss when I start to think of you. I wish that you were here, I want you more than beer. But you're a screw with someone else, so I'm stuck here all by myself. I'm so bored, that's all I gotta say. I just need a chance to get away. I'm so bored, that's all I gotta say. I don't like you, so just get the fuck away. I don't got a car, and I don't got a job.
Now, I fucking love that little bridge or outro or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm all out of Pepsi and my TV's broke. What the fuck is this? Some kind of joke. I gotta find something to do with my life or I'll slit my wrist with a rusted knife. Fucking A. This shit is awesome. I remember seeing them at the reunion show with the Cuffs and Blank 77 in Philly. That was one of the wildest fucking violent sets. They were just taking, they were fucking, they must have had 40 cases of beer on the stage when fucking Bomb Squadron was playing. They had both singers, Ian and Dave, and they were just fucking pounding back beers halfway and then just pegging them at people's heads and shit in the crowd. The whole floor was just this gray muck, just this gray sludge everywhere. You could be ice skating in there. And I remember one of the people we used to hang out with at that time, Liz, fucking shit-faced, not even old enough to be there, and fucking Liz jumps up and goes, "What do you mean I won't lick the floor?" And fucking gets down on her hands and fucking knees and proceeds to lick up this gray fucking sludge made of beer, whiskey, and the oils from people's Doc Martens. So, yeah, that was fun. I think she might have got hepatitis. Not sure, though. Not sure. But we got two more here. Let's get moving and do a little bit of Rancid. Olympia Washington, coming off Outcome the Wolf. Ticket prices a little high for my blood. Rancid on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with me for the past hours, guys. Definitely made me feel a little bit better. My stomach even feels better. At first, I couldn't even fucking talk. Kept on, my fucking stomach. Yo, fuck stomach issues. Fuck them in their ass. All right, but before we get out of here, I got to remind you guys to hit up pogocityradio.com. Check out the blog. It's fucking killer. Go over to facebook.com/pogocitymotherfuckingradio. Actually, it's just /pogocityradio, but I'm sure you already knew that. And, yeah, you can hit us up with some music submissions and shit like that. Now, there's a bunch of bands I was supposed to play tonight. Local bands and people that emailed me tracks. I'm sorry, I didn't plan on doing a show. We canceled the show in the morning, and then I just decided to go fly one and do one solo. So we'll have to get them up there another time. But thanks for listening, everybody. And remember to come out and see us August 26th at the Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street in Allentown, where we will have Blank 77, the return to the East Coast for the Oi Scouts. The Oi motherfucking Scouts. Charged Records. Oi Scouts. So get there, plus The Parasitics, The Damn Broads, Sick 86, Video Massacre, Clerical Error, and more. It's going to be a fucking blast. Get ready to get hammered and get ready to move the fuck around, because this is going to be the show of the summer for the Lehigh Valley. And also, remember, you guys can come hang out with us. We're not putting on the show, but you can come meet up with us and just enjoy the show at QXT's next Friday, The Casualties and Blank 77 with the punk rock dance party afterwards. Gonna be killer. I was there last time, so you guys should be there this time. Well, yeah, fuck off and die and all that. Here's the Buzzcocks with Ever Fallen in Love. Catch you guys next time on Pogo City Radio.